The propulsion system SpaceX would use to power its Crew Dragon out of danger has been test-fired 27 times as the company refines the design for the demands of carrying astronauts to the International Space Station. SpaceX evaluated the system utilizing various thrust cycles on a test stand at its McGregor, Texas rocket development facility, according to a NASA press release. A normal launch of the Crew Dragon atop a Falcon 9 rocket would not offer the Super Draco rockets anything to do during the mission, since their responsibilities to fire in an emergency to rescue the crew on board. Eventually, SpaceX plans to use the Super Dracos in the place of a parachute during landing. Interestingly, the engines are being built using 3D printing methods instead of machining them from larger pieces, NASA reported. SpaceX has begun work on a private launch facility at Boca Chica Beach just south of Brownsville. While Blue Origin Space develops and tests products in West Texas near Van Horn, SpaceX is the only firm committed to launching from Texas. Blue Origin's taken an old government facility in Florida for future launches. United Launch Alliance, ULA, builds part of its rockets in the Rio Grande Valley already. In the old played-out government model, Texas was a leader with NASA manned spaceflight based here by political pull. Now, Texas needs to do all it can to make sure that regulatory and market forces make it the leader in what is about to be among our world's most cutting-edge, leading businesses, private, low-cost space launches. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.